This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, September the 7th, if you're hearing this. It's not actually
that day.
As we record it, Thursday, September the 7th.
If you're a patient, you're probably hearing this a couple days early, too.
It is some date.
It is a date.
Look at your calendar.
In the future or the
past. That's what date is. I don't know how to introduce these anymore.
It's okay.
I'm failing at every level, Cecil. But at least I'm not Elon Musk. Although Elon Musk is winning at every fucking level just about in a way that, like, this article from The New Yorker, Elon Musk's shadow rule. Like, I've been, I guess, like, peripherally interested in Elon Musk for kind of a while. I thought I knew a little bit about him. I knew sort of his, like, business story.
Sure.
I did know that.
Yeah.
What I did not understand was the incredible depth of the power that he holds internationally and politically.
Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't either. And it didn't really even occur to me. I had heard the sparring and jabs that were happening because of Starlink in Ukraine. So I had heard that stuff and saw that stuff online. And you kind of forget, at least I forgot, or at least maybe I wasn't even informed of how important Starlink was to the military there to continue to fight and to communicate. I had no idea the importance level. I thought it was a helpful thing. I didn't know how, but instead you have Elon Musk who is donating this equipment to give the connectivity to the Ukraine army as they continue either both advancing and defending their country from Russia.
Yeah.
And he's using this technology because they had no real means of communication. And it's actually a godsend because the stuff that it's able to do is really helpful. It can't be, you know, ways in which that it was beneficial for them to use it. They explained it in the article why it's beneficial. There's no real reason to get into it, but it's beneficial for them to use specifically this technology.
Yeah. In short, it's decentralized. Yeah. So it can't be attacked with, like, you can't strategically shoot a missile at a piece of infrastructure because it's a series of satellite dishes the size of a computer monitor that can be set up by the thousands across battlefields everywhere.
And he used his influence because he owns the company to just send them stuff. And it feels obvious to me in retrospect, watching what unfolded, which was he sent his stuff over to them. They accepted it happily. They used it for a while. Then he started complaining about it to say, well, who's paying? We can't pay for this indefinitely. You guys got to cough up some money, et cetera, et cetera. And what it seems painfully obvious to me looking at it in retrospect is that this is a guy who's a narcissist who cannot stand to be out of the spotlight. So what happens is he gives it away because it's great free press and he looks like a hero. Yeah. So he gives it to them, but then there's no more mention of it, right? They're still using it to do all this stuff and it's still
and
very important
and
it's integral to their offensive and defensive capabilities, but he's not receiving any accolades moment to moment for doing it. So instead, he's got to bring it up again to let people, just so you know, hey everybody, I don't know if you knew, but you know what I mean? He's got to do it over and over and over again. And then he starts talking about, you know, this is a guy whose whole entire career is funded by the government through subsidies. This is another opportunity for